Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, say, how are you today, boys and girls? Are you feeling hippity-hoppity? Well, hey, let's start out with a silly song. You know the one about the firefly who can't see where he's going? Listen. The firefly is a funny bug. Just watch for him at night, and you will see his little light wink off and on in flight. Although it is a pretty sight, he hasn't got much mind to go flying through the dark like that with his headlight on behind. I've tried to figure fireflies out, but it gets worse and worse. And all that I can gather is that they're built in reverse. Their headlight is a tail light, so I guess it's all right then. Though they don't know where they're going, they can see where they have been. And hey, let's don't forget our animal friends. No siree. You know the animal picnic? Oh boy, you know, picnics are a lot of fun for everybody, especially the animals. Oh, you never heard of animals going for a picnic? Well, you just listen to this one. The animals once had a picnic, everyone was there. Between them they had all agreed that each would pay his share. The duck came with a bill and showed it everywhere he went. The deer came with four quarters, but the skunk just brought a cent. The anteater came with his ant, the rabbit brought his hare. The elephant brought his whole trunk, it didn't seem quite fair. But everyone was smartly dressed from toe right up to chin. Except the bear, who was so poor he came in his bear skin. Oh, I'll bet it's a lot of fun at an animal picnic.
Well, I'll bet it is too, Happy Hank.
Well, for goodness sakes, here's our little pal, Squeaky.
Well, hi there, girls and fellows.
And here's our dog pal, Popcorn. What do you say, Popcorn? Well, Popcorn says, hello, boys and girls. Oh, yes, Popcorn says hello to all his dog pals, too. He says, keep your tails wagging, fellas. Well, that's fine, Popcorn. Say, what are you eating, Squeaky?
Who, me? Oh, just a great big orange, and is it good? Boy, you want some?
Oh, no, thank you, Squeaky. But you've given me an idea for a riddle.
Well, my goodness, it seems like I'm always giving you ideas for riddles.
Well, certainly that's what you're here for, to help me.
Well, what is the riddle, Happy Hank?
Well, are you ready for the riddle, boys and girls? All right, put on those thinking caps, because you're going to need them. Yes, sir. Now listen real carefully, and here's the riddle. When is an orange like a church bell? Or even better, when is an orange like a school bell?
Oh, I know. When it's round. Is that the answer?
No, sir. That's not the answer. Now, boys and girls, if you don't figure out the answer, I'll tell you at the end of our program today. But right now, it's time for our big pickup race. Hey, you know what that is? Everybody stand up straight in front of your radios, and when I blow the whistle like this, we'll all march around the rooms and pick up the toys and papers and books and coats and hats that are out of place and put them back where they belong. Now, Popcorn will keep his eye on our big clock and tell us when the race is over, and Squeaky will keep score. Have you got your pencil sharp, Squeaky?
Well, sure. I always keep my pencil sharp, see?
Well, fine. And when the race is over, we'll look through the magic electric eye and see who the winners are, the boys or the girls. Are you ready? There's the whistle, so forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left. Pick it up, pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, 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 right, left. Now keep going and be sure you pick up everything that's on the floor and under the tables and chairs and put them back where they belong. Say, you better hang up those coats and hats, too. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left. Hey, you better hurry, boys and girls, because the race is almost over. Popcorn is all ready to bark, and oh, there he goes. And the race is over. There. there's a whistle, so turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she comes.
And now I'm looking at you boys and girls through the magic electric eye. How many boys finished when I blew the whistle? Let's see your hands. Look at those hands. Say, good for you, boys. Put your hands down. Now let's have the girls' hands. Put them up high if you finished on time. Well, now that's good work. All right, put your hands down and turn off the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay. And who won the race today, Happy Hank? Who won?
Well, it was mighty close, I can tell you that. I counted real carefully, and according to my magic counter, the winners of today's pickup race are the boys.
Oh, my, that's too bad, girls. Did the boys really win?
They sure did. And congratulations, boys. Now, you keep on trying, girls. Remember that. Try again. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, for if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys who are after Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, Rocket and Popcorn arrived with the sheriff to arrest all of Black Tom's gang and rescue Squeaky and Sputters and Uncle Push. Well, Uncle Push is Rocket's long-lost uncle, and they were very glad to see each other again. But Black Tom has escaped. Not only that, but when he left, he took all the gold with him. Now, what are the boys going to do? Well, as the scene opens today, the boys and Rocket and Uncle Push are back at the S-Bar S Ranch, where they have just had some more of Rocket's delicious beans, and now, after supper, they're talking things over. Listen.
Well, everything worked out just right, except for Black Tom escaping. Boy, I wish the sheriff had caught him with the rest of that gang.
Well, he'll lay low for a long time till he gets another gang together. He's such a big coward that he won't do a thing without a big gang.
Does anybody want some more beans? How about you, Uncle Push?
No, not me, Rocket. I was so full now, I was getting sleepy. But you sure is turning into a fine bean cook, Rocket.
Well, that's because you told me all about the ingredients to put in the beans, Uncle Push. Well, I'll get better the more I cook.
Well, if you get much better, Rocket, we'll all get so fat we won't be able to think.
Hey, so speaking of thinking, we got to get busy thinking about what Black Tom did with all the gold from the lost mine, because that gold belongs to us and we ought to have it.
Uncle Push, do you think that we ought to... Well, look at that. Uncle Push has really gone to sleep.
Well, I guess Uncle Push is tired. Black Tom didn't treat Uncle Push very good, because he told me all about it.
Well, just let him sleep, because he needs a lot of rest.
Well, now, that chest of gold was so heavy that even Black Tom, as strong as he is, couldn't carry it very far. He'll have to stop and rest, and then... Well, hey, I just thought of something. Oh, boy, are we dumb.
Hey, I thought of it at the same time, Squeaky. Yes, sir. He would have to stop and hide that gold somewhere, and that means that it won't be far from the Desert Hotel in Ghost Town. Now, Rocket, we've got to... Well, look at that. Rocket's gone to sleep, too.
Well, let him sleep, Sputters. So you and I have got to plan some way of finding out where Black Tom has hidden that chest of gold.
Yeah, and if we can figure that out, we'll go and get the gold, and then Black Tom won't have any money to get another gang together with. We'll get the gold and keep him from doing any dirty work at the same time.
Well, now be quiet a minute, Sputters. I'm going to figure it this way. If I were Black Tom, where would I hide the gold? Now, the gold is all in a big chest, and the chest is heavy, and that means that I won't be able to carry it far. Now, there's a lot of wild country around the old Desert Hotel in Ghost Town, and that means that there are a lot of places to hide the chest. Now, the sheriff is in front of the hotel, so I'll have to go out the back way. Now, Big Bear Ridge is right back of the hotel, and, well, I wonder. Say, Sputters, do you think that... Well, for goodness sake, Sputter's gone to sleep, too. Well, I guess then that I might as well... Well, here comes Popcorn, and he's carrying a letter in his mouth. Hey, give me that letter, Popcorn. Well, the letter is addressed to Squeaky, Sputters, Rocket, and Uncle Push. I'll see what it says. Now, let's see. It says, Dear Squeaky, Sputters, and Rocket, and Uncle Push, I know where the gold from the lost mine is. I know where it is hidden, and Black Tom hid it. Find me, and I will tell you where it is. Signed, The Owl. The Owl. Hey, wake up, everybody! We've got to find the owl!
Well, say, who is the owl? Where is he? He knows where the gold is. Can the boys find him? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, say, let's sing our slogan song, Don't Be a Chatterbox. When you have something to tell, don't be a chatterbox. Say enough to tell it well, don't be a chatterbox. When your story has been heard, silence is to be preferred. Let someone else say a word, don't be a chatterbox. Well, how are you coming along with the answer to the riddle, huh? Well, all right, you keep trying, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program, but right now it's birthday time. I'll turn on the magic electric eye. Now, I want to see all the hands of the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Look at those hands shoot up. My goodness, so many birthdays and birthday smiles. Oh, that's super wonderful. Congratulations. Now put your hands down and make your birthday wish when I make mine. I wish that... All right, did you make your wish? Don't tell anyone because you know your wish is secret, and if you tell anyone, it won't come true. Now, take a big breath and we'll blow out the candles on the great big birthday cake. One... two, three, blow. Hey, look at that. Good for you. The candles are all out. And that means we'll sing the birthday song for all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. You know, that's the way we show them that we really do wish them a happy birthday. So open your mouth and sing it loud. Here we go now. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, when is an orange like a church bell or a school bell? Did you get it? Well, the answer is when it peels. When it peels. Now, you be good, you be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.